For 20 years, Summit Land Conservancy Director Cheryl Fox and Utah Open Lands Director Wendy Fisher worked to overcome obstacles from Utah's pro-development legislature. In spite of this, they've saved many thousands of acres of open space in Summit County and throughout the state. Fisher says saving Bonanza Flat was monumental because 11 different nonprofits came together to preserve the 1,350-acre landscape. But for Fisher, even the earliest conservation successes were notable.
From the first one that we did along the entry corridor to Park City, Willow Ranch, to High Ute Ranch, when I was living in Oakley, we worked with the town of Oakley to protect land around their water source, which they now bottle.
Fox says Summit Land Conservancy has conservation easements on some of the most cherished lands in Summit County.
You know, the McPolin farmland, a lot of acres in Round Valley. Wendy has some easements out there, too. Gamble Oak, Empire Pass area, we have a lot of easements out there. But recently we've been working with farmers and ranchers along the Weber River to save that watershed.
In 1997, the Park City Leadership City Tour traveled to Helena, Montana, where there was a significant land conservation effort underway. The trip inspired Fox and her leadership class to start the land conservation group Conserving Our Open Lands, known for the acronym COOL. Several years later, the name was changed to Summit Land Conservancy. Utah Open Lands and Summit Land Conservancy share some of the same challenges. Summit County citizens, Fisher says, are more progressive about open space protection.
And I think the one challenge is probably a little different for me working statewide is the first out of the gate, I remember the Speaker of the House of the Legislature telling me I was nothing but a communist blot and he didn't want to talk to me anymore. So that's a little bit different than I think the frame of mind that people have in the Park City, Summit County area where they really understand, and the rest of the state needs to get on board with this, they really understand that protecting these open spaces is long-term fiscal, conservative, responsible, economic driving.
In 1996, the state started to recognize the need for open space preservation and established the Leary McAllister Fund.
And at the time, there was a recognition in the legislature that part of their prosperity was tied to their scenic beauty and recreational opportunity, top two reasons people come to the state of Utah. And it was supposed to be funded with energy savings from solar panels that had been put on the DNR building to the tune of about $3 million. And that happened for a couple of years, but it was always a struggle. And then that appropriation got shifted, all of those different things. And quite frankly, you had a change in the legislature. You had a legislature that was much more oriented towards a development interest and not so much towards open space interest.
Fox says there are a couple of distinct challenges to saving land in Utah because securing federal grants requires the state to help with funding.
I feel like if I go down and talk to the state legislature, they are not only not going to be very interested maybe in what I as a Park City woman have to say, but they're really not going to be interested. So it's more effective for me to stay in Park City and ask one of our landowners to go down and talk because they tend to be more receptive to those other voices. So I think that's great, and trying to figure that out. The other challenge that we face, obviously trying to save land in Summit County, it's some of the most expensive real estate in the state.
Both Fox and Fisher encourage supporters to contact their legislators and ask them to provide legislative support and funding for open space preservation. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.